Welcome back to Through the Word. I'm your host, Peyton Jones, and today we'll be in 1 Chronicles chapter 16 on our journey through the Word. Let me set the scene for you. This is the time where everybody's going nuts. Have you ever read the story of Jesus entering Jerusalem? People are going nuts, shouting, "Save us! Save us today! Hosanna!" They're ripping palm branches off and throwing them in the street. They're taking their garments off, which were expensive and precious and dear to them. People only had one or two outfits. And they're laying them on the ground like a carpet because they believe Jesus is the Messiah. Even the Romans were nervous. The Pharisees said, "We've got to shut the people up. Otherwise, the Romans are going to come down from the hill, from their fortress overlooking the city of Jerusalem, and they're going to snuff this out because this is tantamount to treason. We're crowning our Messiah today." And so when the Pharisees say to Jesus, "You've got to shut the people up," Jesus responds, "If they were silent, the very rocks would cry out." Well, this is that type of day. In fact, we're going to draw a connection in a minute because this is the passage they were quoting from when he did that. You see, this is the time where David is bringing the Ark of the Covenant into the city. It's entering Jerusalem, much like Jesus did. And we're told that David offers burnt offerings, not just a few, but thousands of burnt offerings. In fact, we're told with every seven steps, David stopped and they offered a bull as a burnt offering. Now, the burnt offering was the sacrifice, the most complete sacrifice you could give to God. And it meant that everything was God's. You didn't keep anything back. The priest didn't get anything. It was all God's. It was the ultimate show of sacrifice. And here, David is offering thousands of these burnt offerings to God. He is so excited that God is going to come and dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Let me ask you, does that excite you when Jesus said, "I and my Father will come and dwell within you"? That's so amazing. How grateful we are that the Holy Spirit who loves us lives inside of us. That Jesus wanted no barrier between us. He didn't want any separation like a lover who says, "I can't even bear to hang up the phone and say goodbye to you." Jesus wants to be as close to us as humanly or supernaturally as possible. But the passage also tells us that David gives gifts to everybody who's there. Kind of the embodiment of what Jesus, whom David was a type of, would do for us. Bless us as he comes into our midst and gives us gifts. Gifts of the Spirit, according to Ephesians chapter 4. But David appoints Asaph, the leader of the worship among the Levites, to sing. And we're given that song in a little bit. But remember, this is on the tail end of a victory over the Philistines. God was establishing Israel into the nation it was always meant to be for the first and actually the final time. This was the fulfillment of the promises to Abraham. Before David, Israel had never been established. And if you remember, they had to fight for all their ground under Joshua, quickly lost it. And now as David rises up after Saul, who fought the Philistines, but never really overthrew them, David comes and God fights that decisive battle in the poplar trees. And now, after that supernatural victory, they crown Jesus, or God himself, as the victor. That's what's happening here. David is humbly refusing to receive the praise and honor as the conqueror. Rather, instead of marching through the city like a conquering king, getting showered with the praises of the people, David is putting God in that place. And as the Ark of the Covenant goes through the city streets, these people that are newly free are going nuts because they know this was the work, the supernatural work of God who delivered us. David dresses like a servant, takes on the place of a servant, and dances like all the other priests before the true conquering king. You want to know what they sang that day? Well, we read it in verse 8. "Give praise to the Lord. Proclaim his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him. Sing praise to him. tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Now, isn't that amazing that David, the one who is the king, who fought and led the army, actually keeps saying, look at him. Verse 12, remember the wonders he has done, his miracles and judgments he pronounced. You, his servants, the descendants of Israel, his chosen ones, the children of Jacob. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth, and he remembers his covenant forever. The promise he made for 1,000 generations, the covenant he made with Abraham. The oath he swore to Isaac, he confirmed it to Jacob as a decree, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. To you I will give the land of Canaan as the portion you will inherit. When they were but few in number, few indeed and strangers in it, they wandered from nation to nation. From one kingdom to another he allowed no one to oppress them. For their sake he rebuked kings. Do not touch my anointed ones, do my prophets no harm. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and the most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. For all gods in the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Let's zoom ahead to verse 35. Cry out, save us, God our Savior. Gather us and deliver us from the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise. This is the term Hosanna or Hoshana, save us, that was shouted on Palm Sunday. When Jesus came into the city of Jerusalem, it harkened back to the Ark of the Covenant here in this passage, entering the same city. The amazing thing is that the Ark of the Covenant was God's hidden glory in an ark, and it was where the sins of the nation were atoned for. Sound familiar? Jesus was a place where the glory of God was hidden in a human container, and the place where the sins of the world were dealt with. It was upon the ark that the blood of the Lamb was sprinkled, and the sins of Israel would be atoned for. We may not always realize the significance of what we call Palm Sunday, but the people standing there that day knew exactly what they were echoing. They were echoing this passage. This is why they chose this psalm to shout out to him. They saw the Messiah as being the fulfillment of the ark entering the city, when God would finally deliver them from the Roman oppression of their enemies. This was what it was all about, the entry of God himself into his own city. Oh, by the way, He-Man makes a cameo in verse 42, but don't get too excited. It's not that He-Man. The real star of this story is the true master of the universe, Jesus. Well, thanks for joining me today in chapter 16. I'll see you in chapter 17 tomorrow on our journey through the Word.
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Our apps are free, so tell a friend. We're listener-supported, so thanks for giving. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.